Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, January 17, 2016. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. Beloved, our aim is to ensure that our Lord Jesus Christ is presented as the only hope for mankind to obtain forgiveness of sin, to live a productive life, and look forward to eternity with Him. Tonight we are truly excited that we can offer to you undiluted teachings. We pray that as you listen to us, you will find it very encouraging to tune into us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our announcements are as follows. House of Christ Ministry, Inc. invites you to join us at our School of Ministry Spiritual Enrichment class, which starts on Tuesday, January 12th. It started on Tuesday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. If you're living in the New York area, feel free to come in and see us so we can register for that program. It is a very interesting program that we are teaching right now that deals with understanding deliverance. Bless the name of the Lord. And our prayer meeting on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Our Bible studies on Fridays at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. So we just want to encourage you once again, beloved, that you can also write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And we are truly excited about what the Lord has been doing for us. God has been providing for us both financially and spiritually, and we have seen growth in the ministry, and we just want to thank the Lord for that, and we just want to continue to pray, and we ask each and every one of you to keep us in prayer. Amen? We just want to thank God again. The Bible tells us that I will offer to thee the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord, Psalm 116, verse 17. So we as Christians must and do call upon the Lord. And House of Christ Ministries is calling upon the Lord, and the Lord has been providing for us. And we just want to thank him tonight as we continue on this spiritual journey. We welcome you once again to tune in every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God.
The song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Bless the name of the Lord. bless the name of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, ye pray ye, O Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Beloved, I just want to encourage you. And in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, and ye shall receive it. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, beloved. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 2, verse 1, I exhort thee, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So tonight we want to thank God that we can come into his presence tonight, and we'll be praying for the body of Christ as we continue on this spiritual journey. We just want to bless the Lord as we go along.
Just a sinner, and myself. been washed in the blood of the Lamb. As a boy, I was always afraid to go and kneel down at altar call. And over the years, I wondered, was my soul saved or was it lost? Then I realized that salvation was all the grace of Jesus. And we'd all been saved, just as he saved the thief on the cross. Oh, that's why I can say, Jesus, sweet Jesus, you love me just as I am.
Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. The House of Christ Ministries welcome you once again. Let us pray for the body of Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come boldly before you, lifting up the body of Christ. Your word says that you search for an intercessor throughout the land, but none could be found. So, Lord, I offer myself unto you as a living sacrifice to stand in the gap, pray for, and lift up the body of Christ. I pray first of all for unity in the body. Help us not to allow our differences of denomination, doctrine, or other differences to divide us, but help us to come together in the spirit of unity and the love of Christ. I lift up the pastors and church leaders in the body of Christ. I pray that you would strengthen them to run, doing the work of the Lord, and not become weary. And may you also bless them to continue to walk in the faith, power, and strength of God, and not faint. I pray that you would give them your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, for your people to counsel them, instruct them in truth and righteousness, and teach them the word of God and the oracles of God. I pray that as we, your people, hear your word, help us to be doers of your word and not hearers only. I pray that you teach and help us to arm ourselves in the knowledge and use of your word in our weapons of war, that we may live victorious lives in Christ Jesus. Father, your word says that you're able to keep us from falling. I pray, therefore, by the power and the might of your Spirit, that you'd keep us from falling into the snare and trap of temptation and sin. I pray for those who are weak in their faith, weak in their walk in Christ. I confess according to your word that they are made strong and strengthened in you, O Lord, and in the power of your might. I thank you, Father, that each and every church and every member of the body of Christ is built upon, stands upon, and is deeply rooted in the rock of Jesus Christ, on the word of the living God. And because we are, I decree that the gates of hell cannot and shall have no strength or power to succeed or prevail against us, nor shall they be able to resist stand or defend against us in any way as we pray the word of God. Tonight, Lord, I come against every satanic spirit and every demonic spirit of witchcraft and sorcery that would attempt to come against the body of Christ. I bind their works and attacks against every pastor, every church, and every member of the body of Christ. And I render every evil work against us to be helpless, powerless, inoperative, and ineffective by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the word of God, that no weapon of the devil that is formed against us shall prosper. I decree that every satanic weapon against us is disarmed and disabled before it can begin. I reverse every satanic curse, every spell and work of darkness that is cast or launched against any individual church, pastors, church leaders, or any member of the body of Christ. Tonight, Lord, I decree that each and every weapon formed against them shall backfire and return back to its source and shall work against the demonized person and spirit from which it came. I decree all these things by the mighty, majestic, omnipotent, and invincible name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I thank you for establishing your church, building your church, protecting your church, and blessing your church. I thank you, Lord, for establishing the House of Christ Ministries. I pray that you would overshadow every member of the body of Christ with your grace, love, protection, and your blessings. I also pray that your goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, as you bless us to dwell in your secret place and in your presence. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer, and I believe on your word, and I stand on your promises in the name of Jesus. So let us glorify Jesus Christ tonight. Let us give all to him as we continue on this spiritual journey. Bless the name of the Lord. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m., and we encourage you to join us as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world. Tonight, we are praying for the body of Christ, and as we continue, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come boldly before you, lifting up the body of Christ and praying for unity in the body. Jesus said, "He that is not against us is for us," teaching us that there would be many different groups, churches, and organizations, but with the same common goal. I pray that you'd help us as a body to understand this and begin to come together and work together. Father, I pray for the spirit of unity, cooperation, and togetherness among pastors and church leaders. I pray that you would break down church name barriers, denominational barriers, and other barriers that have kept them divided. I pray that you would also break down the stiffness regarding members and membership, and give them willing hearts and desires to pray for, support, and help other churches and pastors throughout their city, state, and the body of Christ as a whole. I pray that you bring pastors and church leaders together in fellowship with one another. May you also bring them together in prayer to lift up each other and help them to work together in our common goal, which is to destroy the works of Satan and win the lost to Christ. Father, I pray not only for unity in the body among pastors and church leaders, but also among church members and parishioners. I pray that you'd help us as your people to stop being separated and divided because of church, doctrinal, or denominational differences. Instead of being divided over differences, help us to come together on our similarities, which are your great gift of our salvation and eternal life through the crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for the spirit of unity, not only among churches with different denominational and doctrinal differences. I pray also for unity among your people with racial and ethnic differences, for Christ did not come to die for the Jews only, but also for the Gentiles, all other races of people. Help us, therefore, Lord, not to become conformed to the world's prejudice and racial segregation, but help us to be rather transformed to a spirit of love, harmony, and unity with one another. Father, help us not to allow our race or color to be the wedge that separates us, but let our common bond of Jesus Christ be our magnetic focal point that draws, holds, and keeps us together. Help us to come together, fellowship together, and support one another within and outside the church. And help us, Lord, as the body of Christ, to become an example to the world around us through our spirit of unity of the true love of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for the authority you have given to us in Christ Jesus. And with the authority, I bind and pull down every satanic spirit of division. I bind and pull down every satanic spirit of separation and segregation among our churches and the people of God. Satan, I loose your power of division from among the body of Christ, and I render you helpless, powerless, inoperative, and ineffective to divide us or separate us any longer. Instead, with my prayers, supplication, and intercession, I bind unto the body of Christ the spirit of unity and the love of God by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I thank you for bringing your people together in the spirit of unity and the love of Jesus Christ. And I speak your word that because we walk together in unity and love, we are built upon and stand deeply rooted in the rock of Christ Jesus, and the gates of hell in no way be able to prevail or stand against us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. Amen, and thank you, Lord. Let us behold the Lord.
Thank you.
name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Beloved, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8 says, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." And we are thankful to the Lord tonight that we can come to you in prayer and praise and worship in songs. We welcome you once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, sharing the Word of God through prayer with you tonight. We encourage you once again to join us on Wednesday at 10 p.m. And our lesson for Wednesday at 10 will be Effect Intercession and Prayer. Why pray?
Listen, we serve a mighty God. I said we serve a powerful God. Any believers in here? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I said the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Sing it again. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I said the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Sing it again. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I said the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Listen. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine.
I didn't hear you.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Well, I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
How many of you want a revival? Come on, sing it like you mean it.
I want a revival in my soul. I was saved by the blood of Jesus. I want a revival in my soul. I want a revival in my soul.
Sing.
I want a revival in my soul. I was saved by the blood of Jesus. I want a revival in my soul. I want a revival in my soul. A revival in my soul. Hallelujah. Listen, I found a new life. I found a new life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with you, my friend? Tell them that you are saved, you're sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized. Jesus is mine, I found a new life. Sing it again, I found a new life. I found a new life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with you, my friend? Tell them that you are saved, you're sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized. Jesus is mine, I found a new life. I found a new life. Yes, I found a new life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with you, my friend? Tell them that you are saved,
About to close, I just want to remind you, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6 says, "And when thou prayest," because prayer changes things, beloved. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Prayer changes things. Amen. "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly, beloved." God bless you as we share His word in songs and prayer tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.